Rusty Ray. I'm with Elantra, and I head up the U.S. Healthcare Investment Banking team here in New York. And you're listening to Crossroads, our podcast focused on interesting technologies and services in the healthcare space, all with an eye towards M&A. Today, we have with us Misty Ushio. Misty was the former CEO of Terra Biosystems, and we had the luxury of representing her and the company in their recent exit to Valo Health. Misty holds a PhD in biomechanical engineering, and prior to that, has a background in pharma R&D, as well as venture capital. Certainly look forward to her perspective on some of this technology, given her technical background and her investing background. Should be an interesting dynamic. Terra was definitely an interesting client for us. The company uses stem cells to engineer artificial cardiac and skeletal muscle tissue to create models in order to test the efficacy and risk of new medicines. This is a very early stage drug discovery process, all done without using animals. Probably the future of drug discovery and drug development. More unique was that this was the very first M&A transaction in the space. Valo, the buyer, was pretty keen on Terra in order to advance their mission of really data and AI-driven computational drug discovery and development. We are here with Misty to talk about what was the impetus and inspiration for her creating Terra Biosystems, why pharma needs this kind of data produced by these tissue models, and her experience in the sale of Valo. And last, we'd like to get her thoughts on how the space will evolve over time, now and into the future.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Misty Ushio. Like you said, former CEO of Terra Biosystems, a background in biochemical engineering, venture capital, and pharma research. And just to kind of give a little bit of, you know, what did we do at Terra? We really focused on combining the advances in stem cell science and tissue engineering to recreate heart physiology in a dish. And so we were able to advance this technology and then use it to both evaluate the safety of new medicines and also the efficacy of new medicines directed at heart disease.
So I know you spent your career starting with Big Pharma, eventually moving into venture, and ultimately back to Terra, where you founded the company. So as someone in venture, you see thousands of companies, thousands of technologies every year. What was it about Terra's technology that made you want to really jump in and drive a commercial business and build the company from really scratch?
And so interestingly, like it really started as an investment thesis. I had invested in all kinds of life science technology, oncolytic viruses for cancer, sensors, platforms for diagnostics. And so when I was thinking about trends, kind of the advances that I mentioned of kind of recreating biology in a dish, whether it was like 3D biology or tissue engineering, kind of this whole world of, I would call it decades of academic research that was really trying to say, look, it's what's beyond biology and chemistry. You know, as you bring in kind of engineering forces, like be it pressure or electrical signaling or mechanical inputs, which our body needs, marrying all of that and seeing the fruits of that research, saying, hey, we can really get to human-like physiology, which should be more predictive and enable us to evaluate drugs in a way that will increase the probability of success. Kind of talking to people in pharma and people in the industry that said, you know, if you had access to human heart physiology in a dish, you know, would that be useful? And the answer was overwhelmingly yes, except no one can do it. It's too complicated. It's not sophisticated enough. We can't really interpret the data. The research and the advances seem to really be getting close. And there seems to be a lot of the application space seems very broad. And that was kind of what excited me.
So having worked on this transaction with you, it was, to me, a watershed moment for the space, because I think it was one of the larger, if not the largest, transaction in the space by Valo. And I think sets precedent for other technologies that are relevant here in the discovery space. So maybe just your perspective on what did Valo gain through the acquisition of Terra, and how do you think they're going to utilize the technology going forward in their business?
What Terra was bringing was biology platform and physiology, as I mentioned, to be able to rapidly kind of evaluate if a new medicine was going to be efficacious and safe. And what Valo had developed was also a platform, but a little more focused or a lot focused on the computational opportunities. There's many companies now that are using AI and machine learning. There's lots of deals going on in the space. But what's really critical is that, so, you know, you can predict all day long, but how do you actually evaluate what those predictions are? And you really need a biological system to do that. And if you have to wait to get to humans, that's really hard. And so if you can have...
And expensive.
And, you know, how do you even get there and triage, you know, billions of molecules you can adjudicate computationally to get to the clinic. So you kind of need this biological feedback to then go back to the algorithms and improve and iterate. And I think that, at least personally, I think that's a big piece of the value that Terra brings to Valo, is having this combination of not just expert computational ability, but to now have the biology to evaluate it. I think the match between Valo and Terra was, they were both platform companies that were looking to get the various pieces in one place to really win in combining AI, machine learning with biology, and then specifically in cardiovascular. You know, cardiovascular is like an area where there's been tons and tons of failures, and they're like catastrophic because they're really, really expensive. And so there's the little gun shyness, I think, of pharma and other companies, but there's a huge opportunity. It's a huge unmet need. And I think what also we were doing at Terra were developing disease models of cardiac disease where you could really look at efficacy in a way that couldn't be done before. And so I think the combination of the platform aspect of Terra and the ability to really build a successful cardiovascular therapeutics pipeline, I think were the big value contributors to the deal.
And before the sale took place, your customers were largely big pharma. How were they using the technology, and kind of what did they gain out of your models? Was it really selection of drug candidate? Was it failing faster? What was the feedback you got from your customer set in terms of Terra's technology, future, and importance in their drug discovery programs?
I would say two groups within pharma that we work closely with. One was cardiac safety. For drugs that fail because of safety, the cardiac's, you know, the number one reason. So it's a huge issue, and it's really expensive, and the only real way to do this is in animals. And so there's a huge opportunity in the safety market. And so we had initially developed a healthy tissue, a healthy heart. And so that was really what we used to interface with the safety market. I think the need for technology like this and the interest and wanting to use these for safety testing is huge. There is a regulatory issue around acceptance of the data and all of this that I think is a future opportunity. And I know there's a lot of work with the regulators on adopting some of these more sophisticated lab-based technologies. As we kind of learn from what we did on the healthy heart tissue, we're able to apply that to developing disease models of heart failure. And so whether they were genetically defined disease or environmentally induced disease, creating this disease biology in a dish was a huge advance, because now you can look at efficacy and you can discover molecules that might modulate disease, slow down disease, inhibit disease. And so now we were starting to really work with the heart failure drug discovery groups.
Obviously, Terra was primarily focused on cardiac. You started to dabble in skeletal muscle, but these are only two muscle types. Are there other organ-on-a-chip companies out there that you think are doing interesting work? And do you see a future where there's kind of a consolidation around this space where someone can be a bit of a one-stop shop or be more holistic in some of their disease models?
I think we deliberately took a position at Terra when we started the company that we're going to focus on the heart. There was always the intent to say, if we get this right and we can do this, we can apply everything we learned from how we did the heart models to other models. And as you mentioned, like, our platform specifically enabled electrical and mechanical stimulation, which is required for muscle biology. We started to do projects in skeletal muscle so we could use our own platform with different processes and cells. Could you consolidate? Could you expand into other tissue areas? And so it's a lot of work to develop the technology. And so for me, it was always keeping an eye on what other academic groups or other companies that were developing and succeeding in, you know, generating high quality biology and physiology and other tissue types. It's very hard to recapitulate biology in a way that pharma, you know, because they're an expert and they're making really important decisions off the data you're generating. And so you really have to have high fidelity biology. And so keeping an eye on like who's doing that in liver and kidney and brain kind of was an important part of like the landscape of what we were keeping an eye on. Absolutely, if Terra had continued to grow, consolidating would have been a natural way to grow. And I would say the right way to do it. We're all working with the same pharma company, so it makes it easier for them. You have critical mass. And, you know, you should be able to provide, you know, a lot more synergies even between the different technologies, whereas now they're kind of siloed.
That was a great conversation with Misty. So happy she could join us. Really cutting edge biology. Some interesting stuff there as to how pharma is using big data and how important it is to marry that data with biological outputs. Really keen to see how this affects drug development and drug discovery now and into the future. This was definitely one of the more technical deals that we've done. Certainly a very nuanced, detailed story we had to convey to the buyer groups. But if you'd like to talk more about how we've worked with some of the early stage biotech companies in our history, please reach out to us at Elantra. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.